Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. As you know, the EFF supporters marched today to the Constitutional Court, and this is obviously as the party and the ATM challenged Parliament's decision not to adopt the Section 89 panel report that could have led to an impeachment inquiry into President Cyril Ramaphosa's Palapala scandal. And that entire process went on for the entire day. Judgment was reserved. But I want us to just unpack a bit what were the heads of arguments by both representatives. Legal expert Mpumalelo Zikalala is with us this evening. Thank you so much, Mpumalelo, again for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, Nessa. Good evening to our listeners.
Let's just recap, you know, because I think it's important. Sometimes some facts get lost in translation as time passes. How we got here in the first place.
Remember that there was a parliamentary process that was started by the Speaker. Even the Speaker then said, let's create this panel. This panel is going to tell us whether there should be a much bigger commission that should be done or an inquiry. Just to investigate whether the President has broken any of the constitutional rules that are applicable when it comes to the President owning a business. Remember, as per our Constitution, the President is not allowed to participate in any business whatsoever, not even a side hustle as he once referred to it. So it was on those bases in which this panel then came back and then said, well, you know, we can't come back with a conclusive answer because our powers have been curtailed. We haven't been provided powers as we would like to. So what we recommend is that you constitute another panel with much greater powers to be able to subpoena individuals, be able to call on all the other institutions, including, for example, the public protector, the police, and anyone else who is an interested party. And then once that has been done, they'll be able to come back and tell you a much better story whether there should be an impeachment inquiry or not. That went to Parliament because Parliament issued the directive that it must be done, but it was shut down and simply said, yes, we hear you, but we're not going to action what you are telling us to do. We're of the opinion that there's nothing wrong. And at the time, the majority party, which was the ANC, for a lack of a better word, used its majority within Parliament to then say, we are not going to move pertaining to this matter. So which is why we found ourselves in court, because I think from the side of the EFF, they were saying, is it rational that you are going to be told by a panel that you do not have sufficient information, and despite being told that there's no sufficient information, you take a final decision based on the information which is half-baked. So tell us, court, whether you've done something right as the state administration, or is it a matter that should go back to Parliament in order for it to be voted again?
It's an interesting one because there were a couple of arguments. One argument was that the EFF took too long. Another is that the president's representatives also made the point that, look, you know, you've got to admit, whether you like it or not, you can speak about all the things that you speak of, but this particular process, an impeachment of a president, of course, has got political elements. And it's not only one, you know, you don't pick one and ignore the other elements. This is exactly how our constitution has been put together.
Definitely. I even termed it, maybe it was the backlit between a narrow technical compliance and a wider technical compliance.
Yes.
Narrow one that says we're going to stick to the rules as strictly as we can. Let's give Parliament its powers. They have the power to decide whatever that they want to do. Just as long as the decision makers were parliamentarians, they were given the power to do so, whether we like it or not, on the element of justice or on the merits of the matter. They have decided. We have entrusted them to be in Parliament. Let's agree and accept their decision. And the other side, which is the wider technical compliance, is to say, wait a minute. Let's go back to the reason of why this particular act or why this particular rule was enacted in the first place. What is the harm which we were seeking to avoid in this instance? Are we doing so by doing so now, or are we going to enjoy this technical compliance and end up not having the president being accountable at all? Which is why the justices were pained whenever someone was making their point to then say, tell us that. Should we close our eyes to an injustice which is happening just because there are certain rules and there are delays that have taken place? Or should we step in as the Constitutional Court and then say, this is how things are supposed to be? We are going to protect the principles of the Constitution and also the legality of everything that goes on with the rules of Parliament.
Of course, we know that this judgment has been reserved. The issue of timing by the EFF, which was brought into question, that, you know, why did that take so long? Your response to that and your thoughts on how this may affect their case?
It can affect it directly as far as the president is concerned. Remember, this is a decision which was taken by the sixth administration. The sixth administration is no longer there, including the composition of how it was composed based on the majority and the minority parties that were there. Now, in this case, it wouldn't be fair to then come back and say to the seventh administration, totally new different members of parliament, say to them, deal with the matter which we were not seized with in the first place. We did not take the initial decision. There may be a report that is there, but it is almost as if everything died when the sixth administration ended. The only thing that can be able to surpass whatever administration that comes into place, it is built, and it's a well-known jurisprudence that that's how things are done. But I somehow felt that the justices of the Concord were saying, well, we agree with you that the horse is bolted in terms of the president as a person. However, the rules are still applicable in parliament, and if you don't fix the rules, we are going to have the same problem if this particular issue were to reoccur again. So I do have a strong suspicion that they may come back and say, well, as far as the president is concerned, that's what Paul said. However, parliament, go and change the rules when it comes to how a president is impeached. Make it much more transparent. Make it much more easier for persons to vote, for example, by second ballot. Just look at the merits of the matter. We can even go in as far as making sure that you're able to define as to what instances in which will require automatic inquiry, for example, to prevent this thing of certain individuals or politicians protecting their president while using their majority.
I really appreciate you giving us your time and just clarifying a few of these. Legal expert Mpumelelo Sikalala there, just to help us catch up with what's happened at the Constitutional Court today. It's a big one. And, you know, you also have to imagine if this goes back to Parliament, it will also very much depend on how relations are in the GNU. I think that's going to be very, very interesting. But thanks a lot, Mpumelelo Sikalala there. Let me take more of your calls on 086-00-00959. If you're watching those proceedings, what did you make of the proceedings themselves? You can also send me voice notes on 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.